Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Matt Cartwright. Matthew Cartwright is an attorney with the law firm of Munley, Munley & Cartwright. That's Munley.com, right, Matt?
It sure is. Come and visit our website.
It's not your grandfather's website, folks, so check that out. And
Jim, they
and
didn't have the internet.
You're licensed to practice in multiple states, right? Right,
yeah,
Matt?
Right. I'm licensed in New York and Pennsylvania, and we do cases all over when we engage local counsel.
Right. So check it out, folks, Munley.com. Matt, the president is convening a gathering of congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle to try to hammer out a health care reform bill. One of the sticking points is in his bill, his proposal, there's nothing in there about tort reform. The Republicans who oppose the bill, one of the main things that they think should be part of any health care reform is tort reform. And medical tort reform. And so he's called me, Matt, and said, Jim, I need you to find me an attorney. President Obama called me and said, I need you to find me an attorney who can help me convince the Republicans that or can come up with some kind of a compromise on tort reform that I can sell to the Republicans. And I said, well, that's got to be Matt Cartwright. So, Matt, talk to the president. Talk to the Republicans.
Well, look, I've seen some of the guests that you've had on your show, and I've listened to what they've had to say about tort reform, Jim. But the best thing to do with the tort system in our country right now is nothing. We don't need to be giving blank checks to negligent doctors. If you enact tort reform, who are you hurting? You're hurting the victims of medical malpractice. Why do we really want to do that? If you look at the numbers, the amount of money this country spends on the justice system handling medical malpractice cases is about 0.5% of health care costs.
But now, Matt, now that's spoken like a true plaintiff's attorney, and I appreciate that. But I need you to help me. I need you to help the president fashion some kind of a compromise on this so that the Republicans can leave with something, feeling like they got something. What would you do? How would you can't really say that the current system we have is perfect. You don't really mean that, do you?
No, no one could say that.
Okay, so what? How do we fix it?
Well, I mean, there are certain things that you can do. Let's start from the overall big picture. What we want to do in this country, and that what we've always done in this country, is preserve the notion of individual responsibility. If you make a mistake, you have to make it right. Why do we want to make the health? Why do we want to give immunity to the healthcare system when the people we're immunizing are the ones screwing up and hurting people? We don't want to do that. If you're looking for compromise items, sure.
But what about the responsibility of the patient? You and I both know that there have been cases where the patient won the case. When an awful lot of what went wrong was their responsibility as well, and yet they paid for none of that.
You see that in non healthcare liability cases, and usually Jim in healthcare cases, when you're out cold on the table, when the doctor messes up the operation, it's not your fault because you were out cold at the time.
But if you abused your body to get yourself into this position to put yourself on the table, and your own behavior created complications that the doctor had to deal with, and maybe didn't do it perfectly. I mean, doesn't the patient shouldn't we hold that person somehow responsible?
We should, and we do. And the people who do that are American juries.
Yeah.
The American jury system works. They understand those defenses. And, about 80% of the time in malpractice cases, the defendants win. I bet you didn't know that. It's because those defenses work. And the cases that you read about are the man-bites-dog cases, Jim. Those are the ones that get in the paper.
Yeah.
and they're very unusual. But the usual case is that the right side wins, and sometimes it's the victim. But if you want to talk about reasonable compromises, there are small things you can do.
Quickly, I got about 20 seconds. What's
well,
one quick
example,
one?
For example, you can require the plaintiff to make sure they have a letter in their file from a responsible specialist who reviewed the file and confirmed there is a legitimate case there before they can ever file the case. That's the law in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
And that's a good
that's a good first start.
Sure.
But I'm not sure your argument is going to sway the Republicans to that tomorrow, though.
Maybe not.
Hey, Matt, thanks for being here. Good job today.
See you, Jim.
We'll talk to you next time. Matt Cartwright, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too. In the next hour, I'm Jim Blessinggame. Whatever you do, don't go away. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessinggame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.